Multiple cars of a CPKC freight train, four of them loaded with fuel, derailed near Kamloops just before 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time on Saturday, November 1. The derailment occurred approximately 20 kilometers west of Kamloops near the community of Savona on Kamloops Lake. There were no injuries. A preliminary assessment indicates that one locomotive and approximately 17 cars, a mix of empty and loaded rail cars, were involved. In addition to the four cars loaded with fuel, there are five cars loaded with gypsum, a powder product used in drywall, and one loaded car containing pulp products. The other seven rail cars are empty, including three that last contained gasoline. A release issued by CPKC says that some product has leaked from two of the loaded fuel cars. A containment boom has been deployed on Kamloops Lake at the site. CPKC crews and equipment, including environmental teams, are on site conducting a full assessment and beginning work on a cleanup. The crews are coordinating with the BC Ministry of Environment and Parks. The derailment took place in Thompson Nicola Regional District, TNRD, Area E, and the TNRD, along with Interior Health, is closely monitoring the situation. As of 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, November 2, there is no anticipated risk to the Savona water system, which is operated by the TNRD. Any changes in status will be communicated to residents through the Voyant Alert Emergency Alert System and other regular communication channels. The TNRD is aware that there are other, non-TNRD-operated, domestic water systems on Kamloops Lake, including one at the community of Tobiano. All water purveyors are working with Interior Health to assess potential impacts. Any residents with specific questions should contact their water system purveyor. The province's Environmental Emergency Branch has been notified, and on the morning of November 2 held a coordination call with participation from CPKC, the TNRD, Interior Health, the Ministry of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness, Environment and Climate Change Canada, Transport Canada, the First Nations Health Authority, and Skeetchestan First Nation. The cause of the derailment is under investigation.